Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross? Alleluia. Hymns of praise, then let us sing. Alleluia. Unto Christ, our heavenly King. Alleluia. Now endured the cross and grave.
But the pains which he endured, alleluia, our salvation have procured, alleluia. Now above the sky.
Sing we to our God above, alleluia. Praise eternal as his love, alleluia.
Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts, Son and Holy Ghost. Alleluia.
We follow the order of Divine Service 4. It is on page 203 in the hymnal, but it's fully printed in the bulletin as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Preserve me, O God.
For in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord.
I have no good apart from you.
As for the saints in the land,
they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply.
Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
You hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices.
My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your Holy One see corruption.
You make known to me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome the death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The children's choir can come up.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from Job chapter 19, verses 23 through 27. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The adult choir can come forward. To note on our epistle reading from Revelations chapter 5. Most of our members should know that we've been covering Revelation in Bible study for 36 lessons so far, and we continue next Sunday on chapter 14, and there's 22 chapters. Revelation has been very helpful to me this past year as we've been going through that, and also a lot of our Bible study members. And so this is not part of the regular three-year reading, this Revelation 5 reading today, but I chose to put it in because what we see happening in Revelation, and I'll have it in the sermon too, is the celebration of the victory of the Lamb. And we have, during Lent and Holy Week, we talked about the Lamb of God in many different ways, Old Testament sacrifices and what Jesus was prophesied to do and then what he has done for us. And here in Revelation, the Lamb of God is praised. And so this is so appropriate for Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, to hear how heaven is praising the Lamb. Even now, this is taking place just now. Our epistle reading is from Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the four living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia in verse.
Are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. It is written on the inside back cover of the hymnal. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was.
The sermon reflects on the reading that we had from Revelation chapter 5 and also a portion of John chapter 20. There is on the yellow insert sermon notes if you'd like to do that and follow along. I begin with one verse from verse 9 and 10, two verses. 9 and 10 from Revelation 5. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. The sacrificial death and the victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central message of the gospel. Everything points to what Jesus has done for us. In the Old Testament, God gave many promises throughout the history of the Old Testament, looking to the great and holy servant, the Son of David, the promised Messiah, all pointing to when Jesus would be born and his life, ministry, death, and resurrection. I don't know if you noticed, but at the end of Psalm 16, the psalm that we read, that was a prophecy about Jesus. Prophecies about Jesus are all over in Scripture. And the New Testament then, both the Gospels and all the epistles, reflect back on what Jesus has done and the meaning and power of that for us. Revelation is so important, for it is given to the church through John to uphold God's people, to give them an idea and comfort of what Jesus is doing and what heaven is doing as they go through various trials and tribulations. We can really say that Revelation is primarily for the church. Of course, non-Christians are welcome to read it. But when one has faith in Jesus as the Son of God who died and rose for us, then this all makes sense. And we have the central meeting helping us understand all of Revelation. In the first couple of chapters of Revelation, if you know it, chapters 2 and 3, it is written, Jesus tells John, write down everything you see for these seven churches. And Jesus says something about each church at that time, as he goes through, naming those churches. And John is to write these down for those seven churches. It's meant for those Christians. And then later on, we see in Revelation, John has said, now continue writing it to go out. After that introduction that this is written to those seven churches, we see the throne of God in chapter 4 in the vision, as John sees it. And then we see what we have just read. That there is a scroll to be opened, and who is worthy? Now, if we notice here, when it talks about the Lamb in these beginning verses and also in verse 9, who was slain? Who has conquered? It's past tense. That means it has happened. And as heaven rejoices in the Lamb, they rejoice that he has given up his life, he has been slain, and that he has been raised again. Jesus' death and resurrection has already happened. Now he is in heaven, and all glory is given to him. This is really after his ascension. And as we've studied Revelation, we see that Revelation is heaven's side of his ascension. Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead. And the disciples are standing there wondering what's going on. And if you remember, the angels say he will come again as he has been taken up. But on heaven's side, what's going on in heaven, what's happening in heaven when Jesus ascended, that's what we see in chapters 5, 4, and 5. The Lamb who was slain has risen. And this scroll, as you continue to read then, chapter 6 and going all the way to the end, is about the church. The world and the unbelievers and Satan are mentioned here and there in various ways in the visions. But it's mainly about Jesus and his church, the present and the future of his church from John's time and going up even up to our time. And so the question goes in chapter 5, who's worthy? Who's worthy to look into the future of God's people? It is the Lamb. And why is he worthy? Because if you look in verse 5, he has conquered. Verse 5 says, and one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. It is the church of Jesus. He is in charge of it. He has redeemed it. He is the one worthy to look into the present and future of his church and reveal it to his people through this vision. Well, why is he worthy? He's worthy because, in verse 9, he has been slain, and his blood has ransomed people for God. We really focus during Holy Week, Palm Sunday, and especially Maundy Thursday, those two sermons, that Jesus willingly went to the cross. He wanted to endure this so that people would be saved. He wanted to do his Father's will. Do you remember the prayer in the garden? Take this cup from me, but not my will, yours be done. For from the foundation of the world to this time, God was planning to send his Son to die on the cross. And Jesus came. He knew it was about him. He knew he was the one that the prophesied about, for instance, in Isaiah 52 and 53. And now he would do it. He willingly did that. He willingly ransomed sinners for God. None of us deserve this, but he was willing to do it. And heaven is rejoicing. Now, what happens when he has ransomed people for God? And I have a note there. From where? From everywhere. It's interesting, we Christians, the scriptures teach us that our Savior has died for every person, and he would have every person, as it says here, from every tribe and language and people and nation to be saved. That was, heaven is rejoicing for that. And so we look for the gospel in our lives. We look for the gospel in other people's lives around the world, throughout all cultures and places and times. And it says that Jesus made these people a kingdom and priests to our God. This kingdom is his reign, his rule. And if we look very carefully in Scripture what a priest does, they sacrificed offerings, yes, in the Old Testament, but the one sacrifice is done, Jesus. So what do the priests of the New Testament do, his people do? They teach and pray and praise. That's what we do as God's priests. We teach, of course, we're going to have to learn his word, to teach his word, but we teach it and pray to God and intercede for others, and we praise him. And the priests who are in this kingdom do this out of love and self-sacrifice. If you think about it carefully, we priests of God do our work, our live out our lives in the same way that Jesus lived out his life. And that's what he told his disciples. You see how the night that he was betrayed, remember, he washed the disciples' feet? And he said, as I have washed your feet, you must also do for one another. You serve one another. Self-sacrifice as God's people. This is how we live. We reign with love and self-sacrifice. We see then, after they acclaim all that he has done, John sees in verse 11, looks around and sees all the myriad of angels and all sorts of angels. As you go through Revelation, you see there's a couple different kinds of angels, at least the best you can figure out. But they're all praising the Lamb, all of heaven. And then verse 13, I hope you caught it when I read it. Verse 13 says, and I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Every creature, everything that's created, praise Jesus Christ. Some of the children know that I have some fish here in the office and at the house. They're every creature. How do the fish praise Jesus? I don't know. The whales, the lions, the dogs, the cats, the mice, the mosquitoes. Every creature praises Jesus Christ. When we sing our praises, when we thank God for sending his son to die for us, we alone are not praising God by ourselves, but all of creation praises God. We in the church then have been greatly blessed by Jesus, and he calls others to be a part of his people. First of all, we know that our Jesus has risen. The death and agony that he endured is over, And he's alive and he's risen. That's number one. And then he says to his disciples, the first thing he said to his disciples when he appears to them in that reading in John, peace be with you. The peace is shalom. It is wholeness. It is health. It is relationship, healthy and strong. Peace be with you. They have peace with him and peace with God. Remember, they ran away from Jesus. Remember, Peter denied Jesus. But he says to his disciples when he first appears to them, peace be with you. And then he says, I'm sending you as the Father has sent me. So both the Father and the Son is sending them with his peace. And then with a message of forgiveness. Notice that he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. They have this power of God, this Spirit of God, to forgive, to have peace. That is what we have. And he calls us to forgive. Here and there, everywhere. All heaven is rejoicing now and every day. God calls us to also rejoice and give praise to Jesus. And Jesus calls us to receive his peace and to receive his forgiveness so that we can also share it. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for your sacrificial death, and we praise and are so relieved that you have risen from the dead, which means you have defeated death, and you give life to all your people. We ask you to continue to build up our faith in you, that you have died and risen for each one of us, and to make this joy known in our lives and this peace in our lives so that we may serve you and serve one another. All these things have, dear Jesus, we say in your name. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the final three verses of hymn 461.
And
The congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the risen Christ, who is our strength, our song, and our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holiness of life, joined by baptism to Christ's death and resurrection, that God would move us to repentance and set our minds on things above, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For help amid doubt and fear, that we would be certain that Christ is risen from the dead, rules over all things for our good, and greets us with life in his means of grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our homes, that God would be the companion of those who live alone, and fill every household with his wisdom and grace until he guides us to his holy abode, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in authority, that they would govern humbly as those placed in their positions by the risen Christ, who is glorious in power, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are suffering tragedy and damage from recent violent weather, that our Almighty Father would give comfort, emergency and medical resources, and confidence to look forward to each day with faith in our risen Lord Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in any affliction or need, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Ezekiel, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, and the family of Dorothy Hurst, and the family of Kenny Ashmeyer and Pastor Shiwi. That God would give them healing according to his will, sustain them in the faith, and for Christ's sake, raise them up in the glory in the last day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who partake of the Lord's Supper, that delivered from the bondage of sin, they may receive Christ, our Passover Lamb, in sincerity and truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who grieve, that Christ would comfort them with the promise that he loves them with an everlasting love and will raise his people to eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Eternal God, thanks be to you for victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember all who mourn. Comfort them with the promise that you love them with an everlasting love and will raise them and all your people from the dead. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the is he who comes in the name.
We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Oh, Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. Oh, Jesus Christ, true
to the table of the Lord.
Oh Lord, we pray.
Take it, the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. The congregation is invited to stand. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Oh Lord, now let your servant depart in
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Christians, hasten on your way. Alleluia. Offer praise with love replete.
Stop.